Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to episode number 6 of Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2026 Arkansas baseball commit Spencer Browning, 2025 Memphis commit Zorian Robinson, and 2025 middle infielder at Texas High School, we got Jacob Yao. With that being said, how are all you guys doing? I'm pumped to have all you guys here on the podcast. So let's just dig right into it. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Awesome. All right. So before we dig into, you know, all the baseball stuff, let's just go ahead, start with Spencer, go to Jacob, then to Zorian. That's the way you guys are on my computer screen, so we'll probably stick with that for a while. Just kind of go ahead and kind of introduce yourselves a little bit, kind of who you tell the listeners, you know, who you are, you know, who you play for in terms of, you know, the Arkansas Sticks, and just, you know, give us the whole rundown.
Yeah, my name is Spencer Browning, and I play for the Sticks 15U national team that we put together this summer of all the best 15U kids this of the 2026 class. And I play all around, but normally I play shortstop and a little bit of center field, and that's what I do.
I'm Jacob Yao. I played middle infielder this past summer for Sticks, and
I'm Zorian Robinson. I played middle infield for Sticks, little corner outfield.
Okay. All right. So obviously, with this being the Arkansas Sticks podcast, let's kind of dig into, you know, how each of you got connected with the Arkansas Sticks. So just take us through, sticking with that same order, kind of, you know, your travel ball career so far and how you ended up playing for, you know, Coach Brewster or one of the other coaches for the Arkansas Sticks.
I started with the Sticks about 3-4 years ago when we transitioned from Southern Athletics to Sticks, and my dad was the head coach of that team. And so I've always played for my dad for the longest time, until this past year. He is finally done coaching, and this year I'll move into some of Brewster's teams and some of his coaches and play with that 15U national team, and probably try and play the Sticks as long as I can until senior year.
I think I was 12 whenever I started playing for Sticks. So it was kind of like it wasn't the Sticks organization, but like it got to the point at 13, I was playing for Brewster's Sticks. And I just plan on playing with them for the rest, just because it's probably the best competition I ever get.
Yeah. when I started playing with Sticks, Brewster had seen me on Twitter, and then he just hit me up on Twitter, and then I just started playing with Sticks.
Okay. So for Spencer, with you playing for Southern Athletics, you know, playing for your dad there for a couple of years, what's some of the biggest differences you've seen, you know, when Southern Athletics transitioned to the Arkansas Sticks, and what are you looking forward to most, you know, not playing for your dad this summer, and but getting to play for, you know, the Coach Brewsters, Coach Ham, or whoever the other coaches would be this upcoming summer? What are you looking forward to most with that?
I'd say as we transition from Southern Athletics to Sticks, I'd say Brewster definitely put that worldwide, and more people have started playing for the organization, so he's been able to put together more teams. But this year, I'm so glad to finally be able to not play with my dad and not be, you know, daddy ball, and get to play with an actual coach that, you know, I know but not related to me, and so maybe it'll feel a little bit different, and I'm ready for it.
Okay. All right. So flipping that order around, let's start with Zorian, go to Jacob, then to Spencer. Obviously, everyone knows who Coach Brewster is. He's the face of the Sticks. Obviously, he's the man behind the scenes that makes everything run. So what is the relationship you guys have with Coach Brewster? I know he's a big relationship-based type of coach. So just take us through maybe that, you know, that first interaction you had with Coach Brewster and how your relationships evolved over time.
I first talked to Brewster on Twitter, on DMs, and – like hit me up about baseball, and then like every now and then we like talk, and it's kind of like just talking to one of my friends almost. Like,
yeah, he's just been a great man to me, and I've had small talks with him, you know, but I think I really got to have a good talk with him at one of my high school games. He came to one of my high school games, and you know, we talked after, and I just felt that relationship right then. And, yeah, he's just been a great man to me.
Yeah, I really like Brewster. I think he's a really chill dude, and we have conversations pretty frequently. You know, they're not even about baseball half the time. It's just like Zorian said, I'm basically talking to one of my friends, one of my closer people. And, you know, I really like Coach Brewster, and I can't wait to play with him once I get older on the Chicago White Sox scout team.
Yeah. So obviously Coach Brewster is that 17U team head coach, but where you guys are at right now. So for Spencer, what is that? 15U. And then for Jacob, yes, and Zorian, you guys are 16U. Like who are those coaches you guys are playing for right now?
You go ahead.
No, you got it.
I played with his name was Belton. And that's who I played with last summer.
Okay. And Zorian, is that the same for you, being the same class?
No, I play with Burson.
Okay.
Coach Burson.
Spencer?
I played with Coach – or this year it'll be with Coach Reckworth.
Okay. All right, so far in your guys' travel ball career, obviously you guys still have a couple years left for each of you guys. But if you could just go through and, like I said, just stick with the same order from Zorian, Jacob, to Spencer. What are some, you know, your favorite travel ball memories so far? You know, whether that's, you know, messing around in the hotel room with some of your teammates, doing something really cool in the game in terms of maybe a walk-off or a no-hitter or something. Take us through, you know, two or three of those just favorite memories that come to mind when you're thinking of your travel baseball career so far.
My favorite memory is probably be at the pool at the hotel, or like when I hit walk off in 13U or something like that, and playing Ding Dong Ditch in the hotel.
Yeah, I might have to be Ding Dong Ditch. That's probably number one. And then probably where we beat like the number one team in Florida in our World Series and 13U or 14U. That was pretty cool. And then, I just have to say hanging all around in the halls and just the hotels, I'd have to say.
One of mine would probably be when I hit two grand slams in the same game and back-to-back at-bats, both with two strikes and two outs. I'd say that was pretty cool, and probably making the Select Fest these past couple of months and getting to play with some of the top guys in the country definitely let me know my skill level and all that.
Yeah. All right, so for all you guys, you know, playing across the country, you know, playing to, you know, different facilities, whether that's, you know, Atlanta's a big one, obviously, potentially Hoover, Cary, wherever else it happens to be. For all sticking with that same order, you know, what is the favorite facility that you guys have played at so far in your career when it comes, you know, travel baseball-wise?
Probably in Gastonia at the underclass All-American Games. That was a pretty nice field.
Might have to be at in Florida. I can't remember the name of it though, but it was in it was right on Satellite Beach. I kind of forgot the name of it. It was
Space,
the
Space Coast?
USSSA.
Space Coast.
Yeah, Space Coast. Yeah, thank you. Space Coast is probably mine.
I'd say mine is probably the Texas Rangers Stadium. I've played on it before. And then, like, if we're talking complexes, I'd probably say Lake Point in Georgia.
Okay. All right. So, you know, obviously it's December time. You know, we're ready to flip that calendar from 2022 to 2023. As we head into 2023, what are some of your goals? Let's flip that order around one more time. Spencer, Jacob, Zorian, what are some of your goals for, you know, high school and travel baseball just heading into, you know, the new year?
My goal for high school this year is to, you know, just play my best as a freshman, play with a bunch of older guys, and, you know, hope to play good and maybe win that freshman player of the year at the end of the year. And then travel ball, summer ball, I'd say, you know, just getting to play with a bunch of new guys, showcase ball, traveling and just playing my best and getting more recognition out there.
Might have to be start with high school, doing much better than I did last year and as a freshman. But yeah, I want to get my batting average up. That's something I would my goal would be, and then go into high or summer ball. I'd say, you know, just getting recognition like Spencer said, and then just getting the good competition and trying to do my best.
For me, high school and travel, I want to be consistent and, you know, play good, win games, and then be a big piece in high school and travel ball teams.
Okay. All right, so for Jacob and Zorian, this is going to be one question for you guys, one question for Spencer, since you are 26 and haven't, you know, played high school baseball yet. For Spencer, what are you looking forward to most, you know, to transitioning from, you know, that travel baseball slot? I mean, I'm not going to say middle school, but, you know, not high school baseball level, to, you know, now playing Texas high school baseball this upcoming spring. And then for Jacob and Zorian, what was that like last year? And what would you say would be tougher when it comes to, you know, playing high school baseball against some of the older kids, or when you're playing travel baseball potentially up against some of the better prospects compared to the high school level? Go ahead. Let's start with Jacob, go to Zorian, and then we'll round it off with Spencer.
I'd have to say that, you know, some people say that you get more or better competition in summer ball, but I would say you face pretty good dudes in high school, and, you know, just stick with them and play your best, and just don't let other people tell you that you can't.
Yeah, one thing for me was more, since I'm more of a younger person in the class, and then playing against, you know, older dudes. Some dudes maybe 18, and when I was a freshman, I was 14. So just playing against older dudes.
So, yeah, kind of like what Zorian said, I'll be playing against some older guys, and I'm just hoping, you know, make a name for myself coming into high school and hoping proving some people wrong. But I know that there's this one guy that goes to North Lamar, and he's up to 97 from the left side. So that's the one guy I'm ready to face this year and hope to get a hit off of.
Yeah. So when you're facing 97, you know, as a 14, 15-year-old, what does that mindset look like when you're facing a guy like that?
I've been waiting to face somebody like this for all my life. So getting a hit off of him would definitely boost confidence big time.
Okay. All right. So sticking with that same order, what does the outlook look like of this upcoming spring season? I know they're in Texarkana at Pleasant Grove. I believe there's a couple other Arkansas sticks. Is it Brenton Clark that also plays with you as well? Spencer, and then for Jacob and Zorian, like, just take us through, you know, what the outlook is of this upcoming season at your guys' high schools. Just like I said, sticking with that same order from Jacob, Zorian to Spencer. Just like, what are you guys looking forward to most, and like, how does the team look to compete this upcoming spring?
You know, our last year's team, we lost 7 out of 9 starters, so that means that it's going to bring a lot of younger and, you know, just unprepared, or not unprepared, just, you know, kind of the younger classes up to kind of take one of them spots. And, you know, I feel like we're going to be all right, but not as good as last year. And just hoping to get that playoff spot. So.
I just hope to, like, win a lot of games and that we perform good. And people are saying we're not going to be as good as we was last year. And we're just trying to prove people wrong.
Yeah. Last year, we ended up losing first round, but that was just because of bad performance. Our team was just fine, and we only lost. I mean, we didn't lose very many. We had a bunch of people returning. So, like, we got, you know, J.M. Long and Brendan Clark and all of them. We got a bunch of freshmen coming up. I think this year will be a year we can go really deep in the playoffs if everybody does their job really well.
Okay. So, with all three of you guys, you know, playing, you know, two of you guys playing in Texas, one of you guys playing in Arkansas, I mean, those are two pretty legitimate baseball states. I mean, like I've said on the podcast before, I think Texas is maybe arguably the number one high school baseball state when it comes just to competition wise, but just in your guys' minds, let's go from Spencer, Jacob, to Zorian. Like, what does that competition level look like? I guess Spencer, you can kind of go ahead and miss out on this question because you haven't played high school baseball yet. But for Jacob and Zorian, what does that competition level look like in those states? Cause like I said, I mean, they are, you know, some of the best talent comes from those two states.
You know, some of them aren't the best, but you'll come around every now and then, a really good team. And like last year we played White House and they had a team full of commits and they were just, I mean, outstanding. And I mean, we stuck with them though, but it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. It's a lot of guys going like to the next level in Arkansas. This is a lot of baseball schools in Arkansas. Just playing against guys who are going on that next level can be kind of tough.
Okay. All right, so let's kind of move ahead and kind of dig into, you know, on the field play for all three of you guys. So starting with Zorian, just, you know, a single question for you. I mean, as I go through your perfect game account, I think it says you're listed as pretty much every position. Let's pull it up. It goes shortstop, infield, middle infield, outfield, utility. So that's pretty much playing every position besides pitcher. So when it, you know, as you look forward into these next couple of years, you go on to, you know, maybe focus more on one position, or you head to college and focus on one position. What does that look like, and kind of what are your plans, you know, heading into the future?
I want to focus more on middle infield, but then also keep working on my outfield game because I think I could play both, like anyone. I think I can play both at a high level.
Okay. All right, so for all three of you guys, let's go with Jacob, Zori, and then Spencer. If you guys were a scout, you know, watching your game, whether this, you know, maybe at PBR Futures games, or maybe they're roaming around Lake Point, whatever it happens to be. If you were a scout watching your game, what would that scouting report look like?
Now it would just be quick hands on the bat, and smooth hands in the field. So that would – and just bat speed, just kind of like that.
Mine would be a lot of bat speed and a good hit tool, and then smooth hands in the infield with some range.
Yeah, I'd say the same. I'd say my hands are the best part of my game in the batter's box. Plus speed, sub 6-8 runner, and smooth hands up in the infield, range both ways, and then can also make plays out in the outfield. Track balls down really well.
Okay. All right. So let's stick with the same order. Let's move into, you know, you guys are all position players. You guys are all in the batter's box hitting. So just take us through, what your guys' hitting approach is. So let's say, you know, you're on the on-deck circle, you're watching the guy in front of you. Just what's going through your mind as, you know, you're walking up to the batter's box, you're stepping in. What are you trying to do with each at-bat? And, you know, just what roams through your mind as you're walking up to that batter's box?
I would have to say just do your job and be a team player and don't do it for yourself and just go up with the mindset of they're not going to blow anything past me and you're going to go up there and stroke the ball, you know, just don't let, no matter how fast you're throwing, go up there and say you can. And that's what I say.
I like to go up there with confidence and just try to hit the ball in the gap hard and run hard.
When I'm going up there, I like to tell myself that I'm the best one. I'm the best out there and the pitcher's got nothing on me. And early in the count, I'm telling myself as soon as I get in that box, I'm looking to smash something. And then as it gets down into a harder count, I'd probably choke up on the bat and just help out the team, get some runs in, and put me on the bases.
Okay. All right. So let's flip that order around. Let's go from Spencer to Zorian to Jacob. If you guys had to go through your hitting mechanics, kind of take us through, you know, all the way from that load up to that follow through, and then maybe even where you kind of, you know, developed these mechanics as well.
I've gone through a lot of different leg kicks, a lot of different like hand slots where I've wanted to hit, but I start kind of wide base, and I put my hands kind of right here by my shoulder, and I just kind of leave them there. I don't really move. I kind of use minimal movement. Don't try to do too much. Just sit there. And then I take a little bit of a stride. I don't stride too far, but I don't take this big old leg kick. I just stay right here and get. I just use my strength and use my power and just stay right here. And then I stay through the ball and use my little slap swing when I need it or when I need my power swing, I'll power through it whenever.
Yeah, my swing has kind of looked the same throughout the years, just with like little mechanical fixes. I've always had a big leg kick, but now I'm trying to tone it down and get more simple. And I've always tried to get a lot of separation and then stay inside the ball and barrel it up a lot.
Yeah, I have a small leg kick, and I kind of just – I'm just a simple swing, not trying to do too much, and I just – quick hands to the ball. Just do your job.
Okay. All right. So sticking with that same order, you know, since we are in December, this episode is going to release in January. It is the off season. So what does the off season training look like for all three of you guys when it comes to, you know, maybe going in the batting cage a certain amount of days a week, or what exactly does that look like? And how does that, you know, change as we get closer to the season?
As of right now in the off season, I lift weights about four times a week, sometimes five times. If I have nothing going on, I'll hit probably 3 days out of that week, and I'll throw 2 days out of that. And then work on speed stuff every day, work on footwork, work on tennis ball work against a wall every day at home, and just, you know, get some push-ups in before bed or something. And I've done a bunch of that and a little bit of, little fielding camps like I just got done with, and just stuff to kind of prepare me for this season.
Yeah, I've been lifting like 3 to 4 times a week, and then I've been in the cage like 3 to 4 times a week, throwing like twice a week, and getting extra work in whenever I can, whenever I have time to do something. Sometimes I'm in the cage from like 9-10 o'clock outside, just trying to get in work, get better.
Yeah, I've been in the gym almost every week, every day, as much as I can. But getting closer to season, I kind of wind down on it and not push myself as hard and start to throw more and get in the cages a lot more, about 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay. All right, so flip this order around again. So Jacob, Zorian, Dispenser. For Jacob, so right now you are uncommitted, but what does that, like, aspirations look like when it does come to, you know, that collegiate recruiting process? What are you, like, looking forward to? Are you planning on playing college ball? What exactly does that look like? And then for Zorian and Spencer, just give us a little quick rundown on how the recruiting process went in terms of, you know, when college coaches started reaching out, what were some key things you were looking for, and overall, what was it that made Memphis and Arkansas, you know, that top to where you actually did commit there? So Jacob, go ahead and start with you and kind of go through the rest.
So I do want to go to the college level, and I'm just kind of looking, haven't found one yet, but I'm looking kind of like a D2 maybe ish. I don't think I just want to go to somewhere I can play and have a chance of, you know, getting better.
Yeah, when I was looking for a school, I was looking for somewhere that was, like, close to home and was a good program with a good coaching staff. And then Coach Jerry Bruce, I met him at the Minority All-Star Game in Little Rock around, like, June or July. And he helped me get set up with Memphis. And then I went to the camp, and I performed at the camp. And I talked to Coach Jackson. He just felt like the extension of my family and a very good person. And I committed there then.
Last January, I went to a camp in Fayetteville, and it was freezing cold. It was snowing outside. We couldn't use the field. We had to use the indoor. And so all I was able to do was take swings in the batting cage and take some fungos. And I remember Van Horn coming up to me and asking me where my dad was, and he went and talked to my dad for like an hour, and then my dad came up and told me that he wanted to see me in his office. And so he came up there. I went up there, and he talked to me for like 2 hours about, you know, money stuff, college recruiting, all that. And then he ended up touring me around the whole place, and they offered me after that. And you know, that was my dream school. It's exactly where I wanted to go. So about 3 or 4 days later, I ended up committing there, and it's been a year now.
All right. So all three of you guys actually got the chance to play in the Sticks Fall League that the Arkansas Sticks, you know, host throughout the fall, in different parts of the state in Arkansas. So just go ahead. We'll go from Spencer, Jacob, to Zorian. What was that Arkansas Sticks Fall League experience like for you guys? Just take us through, you know, maybe the day to day, or just overall, you know, what that fall season looked like for you guys.
I'd say Brewster put it together really well, and, you know, getting to know new people that are joining the organization. Some of those guys on my team, I had no idea who they were before, but they're from schools around here. It was pretty good. It was a 4-week deal. You got, I'm pretty sure, 8 games in 4 weeks. And if we didn't make the championship, but if you did, you got more. But I thought it was pretty fun. I did really well in it. A lot of people did really well in it, and it really helped them going in. It's going to really help them going into this season and already building relationships for this upcoming summer.
Yeah, I would say you got to get to meet new people and stuff, and I thought that was really cool, and it's really fun too. But I would say probably, you know, just look at it towards reps and just get better by it.
Yeah, for me, it was a good way to get reps in the off season, and, you know, build relationships with coaches and players around me, like my boy Walt and Houston.
All right, so for all you guys, you know, obviously you guys are at pretty good places within your careers, you know, competing at that Texas high school baseball level, maybe committing to a couple schools. You guys are all in pretty good spots within your baseball career. So obviously there's been a bunch of people within your career, you know, to help you out along the way. Like Spencer, you mentioned your dad. Obviously, I'm sure Coach Brewster is very influential for all you guys. But if you could pick, you know, 2 to 3 people who have been the most influential within your baseball career, who would those people be? And, like, what would be the reasonings for that? And we can kind of just stick with that same order as well.
I'd say, you know, my dad, of course, I've already said that. But my hitting coach right now, Cedric Harris Jr., or said not not Cedric Harris, not Junior. He's definitely one of the biggest people in my life. You know, he helps me countless, texts me all the time. He's always checking in, take hitting lessons with him. He's always paying more attention, spends a lot of time with me, fielding. He helps me with fielding too, hitting, really helpful. My strength coach, Lucas Waka, go to him 4 days a week. He's big help, knows what he's talking about, helps me keep my body in shape for the upcoming season. And I'd say probably Coach Middlebrooks, his son was Will Middlebrooks, played in the majors. But he was like my old hitting coach a long time ago, and he was the one that helped me start on this path and get me where I'm going. And I'd say he was one of the bigger people to help me get to where I am now.
I'd have to say my dad. My dad was probably if I didn't have him, I probably wouldn't be where I was at now. So he was always there for me and helped me get better and the person who I am today. And then I'd also say my grandpa, because he played and he knew a lot about baseball, and he would always help me correct things when I was doing wrong, and he just would push me. And then thirdly, I'd have to say Frank Halter. He was my 14-year-old coach, and he pushed me, and he made me a lot better than I was, and he just overall he helped me a lot.
For me, my dad played a big part in me playing baseball. He was one of the reasons I started playing baseball, and then he helped me build that foundation of skill set and stuff like that. And then, like, my mom helping me, like, get with teams and talk to people and get my name out there, and then, like, buying me cleats and stuff like that, keeping me looking good on the field. And then Coach Jerry Bruce, he had a big hand in me going to Memphis and talking to the people at Memphis. And he helped me get my name out there and go to events and stuff like that.
Yeah. So as we talk about relationships, let's kind of dig into the relationships you guys have with each other. Like I said, I mean, I don't really know if you guys know each other beforehand or not when you guys jump on this podcast. So just stick with that same order. Like, Spencer, how do you know Jacob and Zorian? And then Jacob, how do you know Spencer, Zorian, and Zorian as well with that same question? Like, what is the relationship you guys have amongst each other?
I know Jacob. We've played together. We see each other at Southern Athletics all the time. Always putting work in. I'd say that's the main spot where we'll see each other. And then Zorian, I mean, I didn't really know Zorian very, very much, to be honest. I want to get to know him, but not as of right now. I don't think I really have a relationship with Zorian.
Okay.
Yeah, just like Spencer said, we see each other at the batting cages a lot and just getting better. And then Zorian, we've played many times against each other, and just it's just fun playing with people like you.
Yeah, I played against Jacob in the fall league, and you know, it was fun. Had a fun time playing against him, cracking jokes at second base. And then Spencer, I've never really talked to Spencer, but he seems like a really cool dude.
Okay. So for Spencer, for Jacob and Zorian, when you guys have faced each other, has it ever been, you know, maybe one of you guys on the mound at all? Or was it mostly just, you know, just team wise, both you guys are, you know, playing the field hitting? Have you guys ever faced each other one on one?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. All right. So digging into, you know, just the last couple of questions, let's move away, you know, from baseball a little bit. So when it does come time, you know, a couple of years from now, obviously you guys are sophomores and freshmen, so you guys still got, you know, years to think about this. But when it does come time for you guys, you know, head to school, head to Arkansas, Memphis, and then wherever Jacob, you decide to land as well. What are there maybe some things you guys are planning on studying once you head to school, or right now, like, where's your guys' mindset on that?
I'm looking to study either engineering or cybersecurity. I'm taking classes about those in high school now, and it seems like a pretty fun thing to study and something that I would see myself doing in the future.
Okay.
You go, Spencer. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I don't think I've thought of that part yet. Maybe later I'll start thinking about what I'll major in or what I'll do. But as of right now, I think I've kind of just focused on baseball and keeping my grades up so I can play baseball.
That's why I let you win because I'm with Spencer. I really don't know yet.
All right. Or, well, like I said, I mean, back when I was, I mean, I'm, you know, in college now, but I mean, back when I was, you know, freshman, sophomore in high school, I mean, I was, you know, more focused on, you know, making money or, you know, keeping my grades up. I mean, I wasn't really focused on school, but, you know, I do like to throw that question in there and kind of see, you know, where your guys' minds are on that. But I've got four questions left. It's called the rapid fire. I end up all of these Sticks baseball podcasts with these four questions. And question number one, let's just go ahead and stick with the same lineup for all four of these questions. Let's go with Jacob, Zorian, then end off with Spencer. When it comes to motivations, you know, what is it that, you know, just helps you, you know, get up out of bed every morning, go get, you know, 1% better or just get better in general every day? Just what is it that motivates you, you know, to get out of bed and just get better?
Just I always first wake up and say a prayer to our Lord and Savior, and then you know, just be better than you were the day before.
My alarm, it really gets me amped up in the morning. It's easy by you. It gets me ready for the day, and then brush my teeth and flex in the mirror, and then I'm pretty much ready for the day.
I'd just say, you know, thinking about my future and where I've come already, I think if I keep working and I keep waking up at a good time and I keep going to hit it hard every single day and not wasting any time during the day where I could be, you know, wasting time, skipping reps is what I say. So, you know, I like to stay on it and keep going so I can stay on this path that I'm on right now.
Okay. All right. So let's say you guys, you know, continue on the path you guys are on right now. Like Spencer said, what does the perfect picture of your guys' life look like? 15 years down the road, everything's going right. What does that picture look like?
I would say just, you know, living in dream by playing baseball almost every day in a college, you know, just always playing baseball.
For me, it's getting paid to play and possibly signing a big contract and having a big truck on big wheels and a nice house.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing for baseball. Hope to become I'd like to play for a major league team, make big money. And also have a good family, some kids, live a normal life, but get paid a lot as a baseball player, doing what I love.
Okay. All right. So down to the final two questions. So when you guys are, you know, going through your phone, obviously, I mean, with you guys playing for the teams that you playing for the Sticks, the team you play for, I'm sure you've met tons of people across the country. But who is the coolest contact that you guys have in your phone right now? If you were to go through and just scroll through to find the coolest contact, who would that person be?
Mine would have to be Walt Jones.
I don't know. Mine had to probably be Mikey. That's my boy. He's pretty funny. Mikey Vanderhead.
I'd probably say Coach Nate Thompson, the recruiting coach for Arkansas. I can't really talk. I can't text him, but I can still talk to him. But as I get older, I'll be able to text him regularly and check in with him regularly.
Yeah. All right. So down to the final question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. So this is a question I like to end off the JKR podcast off as well. So Spencer, I'm sure you've heard this question before, but what is your guys' favorite baseball brand? So stick with that same lineup. If you had to go through and kind of think of maybe, you know, just your favorite brand within the game of baseball, what would that brand be?
Mine would have to be DeMarini.
And what would be the reason for that?
Because I think it they produce the best bats ever made.
mine has Nike. They got the cleanest gear and the best cleats, and can't go wrong with Nike.
I have a lot of different brands that I use. But I'd probably say the best one that I use more often is probably Rawlings. I use Rawlings gloves. I have a Rawlings wood bat. I have Rawlings batting gloves. I just feel like Rawlings is more what I use.
And, okay. And is that the same answer you gave on the JKR podcast for Dream NIL brand, or what exactly? Do you remember what you said on for that question?
No, I said NIL brand. I said, give me Cane's chicken fingers.
Oh, that's what. Yeah, that's one of the rare ones. Shoot, yeah, I remember that answer.
I said Nike first, and then you said Nike was a popular answer, so I went with something that wasn't popular.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think Cane. I think you're the only person to answer Cane's. Like, let's say I've gotten
it's so
Cane's.
Good.
Oh man, there's another like there was like a week like there was like 1 week I had like four just like funky answers. Like one was Cane's, one was man. I forget what exactly they were. There was a shoot. I'd have to go back and listen to them. I mean, like I said, I get so many that's like Lululemon or Nike. Those are probably like number one, number two. And like even before, so before I started asking the question, like I think it was Trip Landers was the first time I asked that question. And he said Lululemon. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I mean, in my mind, I mean, I haven't seen a Lululemon store ever. So I'm thinking Lululemon's like, you know, for a girl brand. But yeah. Then after Tripp says it, I mean, I get like four answers in a row, Lululemon, Lululemon, Lululemon. And I felt like it was all like Arkansas Sticks guys. So I don't know if it's more popular maybe down there in Arkansas and Texas or not. But I think down up here in Indiana, I don't see many, many men or dudes wearing Lululemon. I'm not going to make fun of anybody, but I mean, I hear Lululemon is a great brand, so I'm going to have to try it out. But no, I get that answer a lot. No,
I will say they do make some pretty good shorts.
Okay. They're comfy. I hear they're comfy. So, I mean, I might have to buy myself a couple of pairs. I can't ask for them for Christmas anymore, obviously, but no guys, that's all the questions I got for you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. I do appreciate you guys coming on the show. I want to wish you the best of luck. I know with me, you know, starting this Sticks baseball podcast, I'll be working close to Coach Brewster and close to Coach Sullivan and Coach Ham and, you know, all those guys within that Sticks organization. So I'm sure, I mean, I'll probably meet you guys in person at some point, you know, maybe roaming around East Cobb or Lake Point or, you know, whatever it happens to be. I'm sure I'll meet you guys at some point in person, you know, potentially get you some JKR podcast merch, some, you know, Why Play Anywhere Else podcast merch. So it was great meeting all of you guys. And like I said, just the best of luck in the rest of your careers. And just thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.